Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Mark. A leper came to Jesus, begging him. And kneeling, he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, as a testimony to them." But the man went out and began to proclaim it freely, and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country. And people came to him from every quarter. The Gospel of the Lord. Here we have one of these wonderful healings and a theme of Mark, the messianic secret. He heals this man and he tells him, tell no one. And of course, what does the man do? Go out and proclaim it from the rooftops. And part of that is, put yourself in this leper's shoes. How could you not? At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, people respond to Jesus in incredible ways. His presence is something so immediate, so new, so powerful, that he provokes a response of faith, of enthusiasm, that simply can't be held back. But there's more to this story than that, because in meditating on this, I imagine a time a little bit after this story. The scripture doesn't reveal this part, but I imagine this leper, in his enthusiasm down the road, going from one town to another town, passing through an vacant area, and there encountering Jesus, who healed him. And I can see that man. "Jesus, you were the one. Thank you. Thank you. My life has been so transformed, and I am telling everyone about you." Jesus looking back and saying, "Yes, I know." And the man saying, "So come with me into town. I know some people there. I would love to introduce you to them." And Jesus saying, "I can't go into town. And you know why." Imagine the man realizing at that point what he has done and saying, "Oh, I'm sorry. I proclaimed your name. How could I not? But I had no idea that I made your life so difficult. And you now, stuck out in the countryside, not able to go into a city, and it's my doing." And Jesus said, "What did I ask of you?" Man said, trying to think back, "What was that?" Because in that moment of being touched by Jesus, I think his mind kind of went crazy. But then he remembered, "Oh, yes, show myself to the priests and offer for my cleansing what Moses commanded." And what did Moses command? Alms for the poor. And Jesus said, "What I needed was for you to go to the priests. They still are not believing in me. And you could have been a witness to them. And what I need is the poor to be fed. And let that be the witness to the world. Not just that you were healed, but you were healed so that the poor are fed. And people come to me now just looking to be healed, but not to feed the poor, not so that I can help them feed the poor. I am that leper myself. Jesus has touched me, and in my enthusiasm, I have gone out and done everything for Jesus, but often I have not done the helpful thing. Often I have not done what really helped Jesus. Often I have not done what Jesus asked. And today that weighs heavy on me. And I think it's something we can all think about. If Jesus has touched us in any way, healed us in any way, what have we done with that? Have we done what Jesus asked in response? Has what we've done really helped Jesus? Really helped to convert hearts and to feed the poor? I don't know. I need to think about that for myself. Maybe today you can too. God bless us all.